In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on King of OX.
We roll into our second hour. Tonight's a big night. The next edition of the college football playoff rankings going to be coming out. In many ways, the coaching carousel news seems to be bigger than even that. And to talk all things college football, we're very happy to welcome back onto the show Pete Futak. You read him at collegefootballnews.com, where he is the publisher of that site, which is a great site to get your college football news. Pete, always appreciate you taking the time with us. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. So what do you make of the Lane Kiffin is given an ultimatum, and then he says he's not given an ultimatum, and he's got family members in Baton Rouge and in Gainesville. Like, this whole thing is even more of a circus than it normally is with him.
It is, you know, because he's the one guy who's available, because everyone thinks they can get him, and, you know, he might not be available, and there's only one of them to go around, and he's kind of the hot guy going right now. So I get it. He's doing a great job at Ole Miss, and he kind of likes it there in LSU. I mean, the thing about all these programs is all, especially the really gigantic ones, they all think they can get anyone they want. They're all like, well, of course they want to come coach here. I mean, why wouldn't they, you know, want to be a part of this? And then not really recognizing that not everyone wants, you know, some of these big jobs. I mean, they're all making money, you know, they're 10 generations ahead now. So money is nice, and they all like it, and they all follow the money, certain stuff, but they don't care that much about it. They don't necessarily want the headaches to go along with it. And if you're Lane Kiffin, I don't know why you'd want the LSU gig, because either you have to win the national championship immediately, or 10 wins isn't good enough. You know, Florida's, that's a hike, because you still have the SEC schedules and things. So he's going to have to kind of pick his best place, because at Ole Miss, the bar's been raised now, but they've never really won. And so this is like the best era of Ole Miss football ever. So whatever he's able to do there, if he's happy, he might just stick around.
Am I right in saying it seems counterintuitive if you're the Ole Miss administration to try to force some type of decision from Kiffin? That doesn't seem like good leadership.
Well, here's the problem. It's the timing of these things, where if you are going after Lincoln, like let's say you're LSU and he's going to be your next football coach. Well, you got to get going. I mean, this is now. You got transfer portals coming up. You've got recruiting to do. You've got to, you know, get in the mix here, because they're going to want to win right away. Problem is, season's still going, and you can't just go grab Lane Kiffin right now. And what's he supposed to do? Go, you know, leave when your team's going to be in the college football playoff? I mean, Brian Kelly actually did that when, you know, Notre Dame was still in the college football playoff hunt. It was still possible. They didn't get in, but he left before it was assured that he was out. So, like, this is a sticky situation always. And if you're Ole Miss, you are going to have the same sort of thing. You have to be like, look, if you're going to leave, we got to figure this out because we got to do our own coaching search. You don't want to start doing that until he's gone.
Missouri fans keep a very close eye on this because it feels like Kiffin is the first domino and Drinkwitz could be a domino in there. What's your gut feeling? Do you feel like Missouri does enough to keep Drink, or is this something where he's going to take the opportunity to look elsewhere?
I think as all of that, whenever I hear any of this, it's that some agent is throwing it out there that Drinkwitz is, being wooed by other places just so we can get an extension from Mizzou. Because that's usually how this works. I mean, maybe, you never know. I mean, it's these coaching carousels and situations, it's always so murky until they actually get there and get to work. I mean, I was never a Brian Kelly fan in so many different ways, but you're talking about the guy who was the all-time winningest head coach at Notre Dame. He was pretty good at what he did, and 10 wins in each of his first two seasons at LSU, a 9-win season, a Heisman Trophy winner, close to this college football playoff last year. This year, a little bit down, and even so, they're still going to go to a good bowl and whacked. Good enough. So you just never quite know. Hugh Freeze at Auburn, for years the SEC wanted Hugh Freeze back, and he gets an Auburn and nothing. So it's just a hard thing to know until these guys get into the program and get going.
Well, Brian Kelly's a great example. I mean, you look at James Franklin has his team in the college football playoff last year, and then, I mean, it's a wretched year for Penn State, but we used to live in a world where established coaches with programs were allowed to have a bad season.
Well, and there's that problem with, James Franklin can't win the big one, all that stuff. You're right. He got to the Final Four last year. Okay, so they got Boise State and the SMU games, but still, you get to the college football playoff Final Four, you did something all right. And they were a fourth down stop away against Oregon from probably being the number one team in the country, and so who knows what happens, the butterfly flaps its wings from there. So I still think he's a great head coach. I think he was, it's be careful what you wish for, because everyone just always thinks, oh, it's always the grass is always greener on the other side. There's always, I want the next guy up. I want the next Kurt Cignetti. But it's hard. I mean, James Franklin won over 70% of his games. And what college football fans fail to realize, it's hard to win 60% of your games. Most coaches can't do that. And the only guy who was there at school as long as Franklin was at Penn State, who won as many games or as more, a higher percentage, was Dabo. So it's really, really, really hard to win lots of college football games.
Yeah, what's the standard for getting the college football hall? They changed it to get Mike Leach in because he was one win away. Do you know off the top of your head what that number is? It's like, is it like 55% or something?
Something. They should have done something different for that because Leach didn't win anything. I mean, he's one of the master innovators. He's he changed the game of college football. So if in that way, they should have found a way to get him in the hall without changing things because he never won. They had to kind of twist it a little bit. So there should have been a way to get him in without having to do that.
But I mean, the point is, it's not this huge number. So if that's the number for being a Hall of Famer, that backs up your point of just how hard it is to win.
It doesn't matter where you are. Ryan Day has won 87% of his games, and if they lose to Michigan, there's going to be a portion of the Ohio State crowd that's going to want him watched. Like, it's just the weirdest thing when it comes to coaches. You cannot go on any sort of a losing streak if you're a major college football head coach.
This year for Missouri, it's not bad. They just had their offensive performance against Mississippi State this past weekend was really impressive. They're a 7-win team. They've got a chance to win 10 games if they were to win out, including a bowl game. That doesn't seem likely with the game against Oklahoma this weekend. But how much of this is a lost year for Missouri versus this is just what happens when you are Missouri, especially when you lose your quarterback?
Well, it's not even that you're Missouri. You're in the SEC. I mean, this not everyone. It's the hard part is you have 16 programs. Not everyone can win. It's hard to win a lot of games. And so, again, if you're in the SEC, those other guys are getting NIL money too. Now, for Mizzou, this Oklahoma State Oklahoma win game, I should say, really sort of validates the season. They haven't beaten a team that's going to go to a bowl game. So it's kind of what Mizzou does. I mean, I know a couple of years ago they were great, and they got to the bowl and beat Ohio State and have quarterbacks and all that kind of stuff. But whatever, You know, they've won their share of big games under Drinkwitz, but they're also really good at beating the teams you're supposed to beat. And I know it sounds like I'm dogging Mizzou, but that's kind of going back to the James Franklin. If it was so easy, everyone would do it. You know, if it was so easy to beat all those teams on the schedule, look, Arizona State lost to Mississippi State. You know, it's not easy to do that. However, you know, Mizzou's got 7 wins over teams that are just sort of okay. So this would be they beat Oklahoma, and all of a sudden that validates the season. But look, smoke and mirrors time. They're doing it with a third string quarterback. So I don't care who you are or how good that third string guy is. That's still asking a lot. But like you said, they had the offensive explosion because of Hardy in that running game was able to kind of pick up the slack against the Bulldogs last week.
It's interesting comparing them to Illinois. They're each 7-3. Each team has been in the top 25 this year. Missouri back in here recently. Illinois on the outside looking in. You can say Illinois' best win is probably better than Missouri's best win. How do you view this Illinois team where they've got that same 7-3 record and it just seems like there's not quite as much discontent towards them?
Because they lost Indiana too. So I mean, it's, you know, their losses are pretty okay, and you got the win over USC, which kind of helps. But yeah, it's still Illinois, you know, and so it's basketball season, and so that's where the love really kicks in. But still, no one was really thinking that this was going to be a Big Ten championship contender, even though they got so much talent back coming off a good year. But it is a strong team that, yeah, it probably should have been in the mix for, you know, an outside shot at the college football playoff. But, you know, look, you know, they had a bad, they couldn't hit the curveball on the wrong day against Indiana. So you had the real ugly loss there. They kind of got the miracle win over USC, but it's still a win, and that's going to matter big. Let's see, you know, it's tonight in a few minutes here where they put USC. They should be much higher than they currently have been. But, you know what, still, they've done an all right job this year. The Washington game wasn't very good, but that's a good Washington team on the road. But again, you're talking in these power conferences, especially the SEC and Big Ten. Everyone's got, you know, everyone can win on the right day for the most part. And these teams are good, so it's really hard to win lots and lots and lots and lots of games.
Final thing for Pete Futak from collegefootballnews.com. And as he mentioned, the college football playoff rankings coming out in just a little while. You tweeted about this earlier today, but what some are your kind of talking points that you're looking at as the new rankings come out this evening?
Where do they put James Madison? I mean, they haven't beaten anybody. I mean, they have not beaten a team that, first of all, their main calling card is that they lost to Louisville by 2 touchdowns. They haven't beaten anybody as close to as good as what the American Conference teams are having to go through. So it's fine, you know, but let's see what they place them. But the other thing to remember is everyone's going to make up like too many things out of this next round of rankings. They still throw them all away. They still start it over next week, and things can change. But what the thing to look for is, where do they put BYU? Because Alabama can't do a whole heck of a lot unless they get into the SEC championship game. I mean, beating Auburn would be nice. That wouldn't be too massive. But, like, if BYU is ahead of Alabama now and it goes 11-1 and goes to the Big 12 championship, someone's got to be left out. And the other thing is, do they ever move Miami back up? They've had Miami kind of chronically low and Notre Dame a little bit too high considering Miami beat them. So let's see if they kind of correct that a little bit.
Do you see an Alabama schedule the rest of the way? Eastern Illinois, that's going to be a win. It doesn't matter. Then they go to Auburn. You would think they would win that game. That's essentially a college football playoff elimination game for Alabama, isn't it?
To a point, it's because it's the tiebreakers in the SEC are awful. Yeah. It's just the most bizarre thing. First of all, you have to beat Auburn or else you're out if you're Alabama at this point. But the real key is Texas versus Texas A&M because, first of all, Texas A&M did not have to play Alabama, Ole Miss, or Georgia, the 3 really other good teams this year. And so if they lose to Texas, they're out of the SEC championship game, which then becomes Georgia versus Alabama. So the Bama fans have to root for that. But again, tonight, for the talking points tonight, where BYU is going to set the tone for the rest of the season. Because if they're there now, that sets up some big games down the stretch for them to see what they can do.
CollegeFootballNews.com is a fantastic website. If you're a college football fan, it should be a daily visit for you. Pete Futak is their publisher, and we always appreciate when he takes some time here on KMOX. Pete, thank you so much, and enjoy the unveil coming up here in about 10 minutes or so.
You got it. Hey, have a great night.
All right, very good. That's Pete Fiotak joining us here on the show, collegefootballnews.com. We'll take a break when we come back. I saw this on social media today, and I thought it was interesting. Want to play for you a comparison of some things that Eli Drinkwitz said today versus some things that he said when he was wrapping up his tenure at Appalachian State. We'll do that next. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Back at it as we do roll on, taking you until 8 o'clock this evening. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to talk with Chris Birch. He is the head men's soccer coach at Lindenwood. Lindenwood is headed to the NCAA men's soccer tournament. Really cool that the St. Louis area has two teams in the D1 men's soccer tournament with both SLU and Lindenwood in there. The first time ever, by the way, for Lindenwood to get into the NCAA tournament. So really, really, really good story all the way around, and appreciate being able to talk with him coming up in just a few moments. Lots of good soccer going on in the area. Would be remiss not to mention also what has happened with Wash U soccer, as they are also in a very, very good shape. I want to make sure I talk about it appropriately and where they're at, but they are they're right there in terms of from a D3 standpoint. They are playing in the tournament as well. So we know that, right? We know that about the St. Louis area and what happens when it comes to soccer. So Wash U, They are headed to the Sweet 16 in their tournament, and then the that's on the men's side. On the women's side, they're headed to the Sweet 16 as well. So great stuff all the way around when it comes to that. Well, I saw this on social media. I just had to laugh. I had to laugh when I heard this. So Eli Drinkwitz spoke to the media today, and he addressed the coaching rumors and he refers to the message boards and the fake news and all that sort of stuff. So this was Eli Drinkwitz today when he was going through everything that's taking place right now with the rumors about him and his college football coaching future.
You know, I'm not going to comment on message board chatters, tweets, sources. You know, I've maintained with you and our team that my complete focus is on the task at hand. You know, last week, people were tired of me because I couldn't win the big game. People had me meeting with my team and telling them that I was going to another school, none of which were true. Now this week it's a different story because we scored the second most points in the SEC this year at 49. So, you know, all of this stuff is just a distraction. You know, I would like to remind everybody, including our fans, we absolutely love Mizzou. We love what we're building. We've been to six straight bowl games. We've got the sellout streak going. Our administration has been nothing but phenomenal to me, the alignment that we have with our president.
All right, so that's all great. That's what you expect him to say, talking through how he loves Mizzou and how he's not worried about the outside noise and how there's so much stuff that's not true, yada, 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 yada. Okay, good. I'm good with that. I found this to be funny. Somebody on social media, at BR1839, tweeted this out. So you just listened to Eli Drinkwitz. Remember the words that he used, the phrases that he used. This was Eli Drinkwitz speaking with the Appalachian State media one day before he took the Mizzou job.
How do you go about navigating coaching rumors and looking at opportunities as they pop up?
Well, I mean, I hate to make this comparison, but, you know, the President of the United States always says fake news, and you don't really believe about it until you start seeing it about yourself a lot. There's a lot of fake news and a lot of rumors and a lot of stuff going on out there. Our focus this week was trying to be 1-0, and my family and I love it here. We're very excited about what we're doing here at App State. But at the same time, every opportunity, I owe it to the family, my family, to see if that's something that we're interested in. But I'm not in any hurry to leave. I feel strongly that we're building something special here that can be sustained for a long period of time. So when it refers to me, I would prefer for it to be about this players, this team, and what we've accomplished. And when all that stuff plays out, then we'll answer the questions as it plays out, and I'll be up front with everybody. But right now, there's nothing to it.
All right, so to be fair right there, he did acknowledge that, you know, you have to look to other places, and he did not say that in what he said today. I just found it funny. And look, I'm sure if you take a radio show from me 3, 4, 5 years ago, and you take a radio show from me 3, 4, 5 years from now, there's a lot of words and phrases and expressions that I'm going to say and that I'm going to use that are going to be very similar. When I heard that today, I started laughing because it was so similar. It was so similar to what he said today. Many of those same words and thoughts were being conveyed. I don't want Eli Drinkwitz to leave. I really don't. I don't think he's going to either. I'm not like 100% convinced on this. The comments he's made recently about the Fortune 500 companies giving more support. And Bernie and I have talked about this a little bit over the last 2 days during Rush Hour Sports. You can say that, you know what? He's setting up an excuse for why he would leave, right? That if he were to leave, well, then it can be cited. Well, the Fortune 500 companies in the state of Missouri just did not step up the way that he wanted them to step up, and that the Fortune 500 companies in Florida or in Pennsylvania or wherever he could potentially go were ready to be
more active and give more and help the team with NIL. Look, I think I realize that Missouri is going to be a step behind NIL in some of those big football states. And that's just the way it is. I think Missouri punches way above their weight when it comes to what they're doing in NIL, even when it comes to what they're getting from, you know, local government, the way the NIL rules were put in place to allow high schoolers from the state of Missouri to start monetizing themselves earlier than just when they get to school and officially become college athletes. I think Missouri's pushing about as far as they can. Can they find some more money? Sure. I don't know what it looks like. This would be an interesting conversation to have with a Laird Veach, and maybe we'll have it with him at some point. Really like him and would like to get him back on the show at some point in time. But I would be curious to know, what do those conversations look like when Veach and the other power brokers connected to Missouri Athletics, and I'm sure Eli Drinkwitz would be involved in this as well, when they go get into the room with leadership at these large corporations that call Missouri home, how do you sell them on the idea that they need to be giving more money, that it makes sense for them to be more involved? And I don't know how well that's going to be received everywhere. That's why I asked Bernie earlier today, do you feel like these Fortune 500 companies have an obligation to support the football program in the state? And I'm not sure they do, but this is also going on everywhere. I saw Kenny Dillingham is the head coach at Arizona State. And I saw a clip of him yesterday saying how, you know, every single business in the valley there in Phoenix needs to be connecting with Arizona State football. And, you know, restaurants should be working NIL deals with athletes and naming menu items after them and things like that. Like, some version of this conversation is taking place just about everywhere across the country. This is not something that is unique to Missouri whatsoever. All right, Lynnwood Soccer. They are into the NCAA Men's Soccer Tournament. They open up their run coming up on Thursday night. We'll talk with their coach. He joins us, Chris Birch.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And just a moment or so here on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
It's the Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauley, continuing to take you through. Right now, we are very happy to welcome on to the program. He is the head coach of the Lindenwood men's soccer team. They are getting set to play in their first ever NCAA men's soccer tournament. They're going to match up against Kansas City in a game that's going to be coming up on the other side of the state, coming up on Thursday. And Coach Chris Birch joins us right now. Coach, appreciate you taking some time. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So talk me through just kind of what it's been like for you over the last handful of days, ever since you were able to secure a berth, and then you find out who you're going to be playing, and just the whirlwind that is everything that's going on with you and your program right now.
For sure. I first wanted to say it's been wonderful. The community has been so receptive of our success, and they've been a huge part of our success in terms of supporting us and backing us, and the community coming out, and it's been wonderful. But yeah, to reflect the last few days, it's been wonderful to be able to really digest what we just put into the body of work, not only over the course of the whole season, but obviously we're measured on those last few games. And to be the last team standing is wonderful, and to provide our school the first ever opportunity to play in a national tournament in the NCAA Division I era is just pretty exciting.
So in the OVC Championship, you matched up against Houston Christian. It goes to PKs, and you win 4-2 on PKs after a 1-1 tie. Can you explain to me what the emotions were like as that PK period was moving through?
Yeah, I think like anyone, you know, it's not a wonderful way to end a soccer game. That's, you know, tight between two teams, but that's the rules of the game, the sport. So, you know, we just try and do the best we can at them. And so, obviously, we practiced. I'm sure they did, too. And we just felt if we got to this point, we trusted ourselves and our training. And I felt really good that we had a really good shot to come out on top.
You were able to play those matches in St. Louis. How much did that play into just the success there, that you were able to be in a very comfortable environment?
Oh, for sure. The Hunter Stadium's wonderful. It's a beautiful setup, British Stadium. We've been really dominant at home. I think we went undefeated this year at home. Yeah, and having your home support, your locker room, sleeping in your own bed, I think all those things add up. You know, our opponent in final was there, was in St. Louis in a hotel for a week, playing, you know, got there early and stayed all week. And, you know, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but being at home is wonderful, and it was great to have the St. Louis community, St. Charles community supporting us.
This it's really cool. We all know that St. Louis is such a great soccer community, but this year, obviously, the SLU men are in there. Everything that's been going on soccer-wise since City has come into existence. How much do you and your program just enjoy being part of kind of the soccer ecosystem in the St. Louis area?
It really is beautiful. I've been fortunate. I've lived all over the country. I come from a soccer hotbed, and I've moved into some soccer hotbeds, but I will adamantly say this is the soccer capital of America. It's really just different here. It's generation after generation, and everybody seems to be involved with the sport in some degree or some level, and the support is incredible. You still see, you know, high school championships last year were held at Lindenwood, and there was, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 people there for high school soccer, and that just doesn't happen anywhere else in the country. So, and it's a special market, and we believe in it, and we're very proud to have a bunch of and men from St. Louis on our roster.
Do you like the fact that you're, and we're talking to you while you're on the bus, you don't have to, it's what, 3.5 hour bus ride or so as you make your way out to Kansas City. It's not a very far distance, so if you can't play at home, did this work out pretty well that you were at least, you know, friends, family, fans, that it's not going to be too terrible for them to be able to follow you guys out there?
Exactly right. We have a lot of people from not only St. Louis area, but other parts of Missouri. And so we have some alumni from previous years that have come from Kansas City who will be at the game. And anytime you can get in a fairly short Midwest drive of 3.5 hours, that's pretty local. You're not going to get too many more local road trips against good teams that close.
We are continuing to talk with the head men's soccer coach at Lindenwood. He is Chris Birch. You have the excitement of knowing that you're going to the tournament. You have the excitement of the selection show and finding out where you're going. At what point did being excited about all that come to an end and getting locked back in on your next opponent start?
Yeah, the hard part is when you win, you can't prepare. You can't do anything. You're kind of in hold mode. Just recover your legs from the tournament, and then you wait till Monday, and then the selection show goes roughly 12 to 12:30, and the second 12:30 hits, you get excited to go talk about your opponent and go train and prepare, but except it ends up being 1,000 different things you have to do because you just found out where you're going and the travel and rosters and things need to be submitted, and then there's meetings set up, and I spent in the first 3 hours doing anything but talking soccer and thinking about the team and the match. So it's wonderful because then every other coach in the department is saying congrats and asking about the team we're playing and this, that, and the other. So it's as much as I'd like to get right to work, there was a little bit of down period. But I think right at that point, that's the moment we kind of set it and say, all right, let's get down to business again.
Excuse my ignorance on this question. I know you did not play Kansas City this year, but obviously they're just a few hours away. Is this a program that you're very familiar with, or is it a lot of learning about them as quickly as possible?
Yeah, I have not coached against them since I've been at Lindenwood, but I did coach against them when I was at St. Louis University. Really good program, talented, very well coached. They made a great run in the tournament last year, I think to the Sweet 16. It's a fantastic program, and they were very close to earning one of the top 16 seats in the tournament this year. They fell a little short out of that, but they got the home game against us. So, yeah, they're a very good program.
Is there value I'll just ask the question. They lost in their championship game in the Summit League Championship to Denver, as opposed to you guys winning the league championship. How much can that be an advantage when you're going into postseason play on a winning note?
Yeah, I think that always makes you feel a little bit better going into the next game coming off of high. I don't think it'll play any part once the two teams show up and balls in play. I think that kind of just the game will play out, whether the matchup is wonderful for us or not wonderful. I think the game will just play out the way it does.
Chris Birch joining us. Has everything happened? As you found out who you're going to play, is there anybody who maybe reached out to you? Was there any moment, any text message, anything that was especially special for you?
Yeah, you always kind of expect people that are the most closest to you will reach out and say things, but it becomes this spider web of relationships and contacts and people you've crossed paths with over the years. It just really makes you take a step backwards and really appreciate how much people do care about you and what you're doing, and to hear from them is wonderful. And it gives everybody a good reason to say congrats, or they will be following, wishing you luck. It's just sport can bring so many great memories together and people together.
Lindenwood going to play at Kansas City. That's going to be coming up on Thursday. The winner of that game will match up against the number 12 seed Stanford. That is on Sunday. Coach, thank you so much for taking the time. Best of luck coming up. I'm hoping for a long run for you guys, and it's such a cool story, and I'm glad that you were able to share some of it with us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You bet. That is Chris Birch. He is the head coach at Lindenwood. Their men's soccer team into the NCAA tournament. First time ever. We'll take a break. Have more in just a moment. It's Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Back at for just a few more minutes. This is the Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. Today was another
mile marker day of the Major League Baseball offseason as players had to make the decision whether or not they were going to accept the qualifying offer. And a number of players did. Four individuals across Major League Baseball accepted the qualifying offer, and two of them come from the NL Central, both pitchers. As Brandon Woodruff, he is going to remain with the Brewers, and Cubs pitcher Shota Imanaga accepts the qualifying offer as well. So they are going to return to their respective teams, and they are going to have salaries of just over $22 million for the upcoming season. Sidebar on this, it really bugs me, and they could maybe work on this in the next CBA because the players agreed to it. It bugs me that the Cubs can turn down an option on Imanaga, a multi-year option, and then immediately place the qualifying offer on him. Because what they do right there is they lower his free agent value. When you put the qualifying offer on somebody, all of a sudden to be able to sign that player, a team has to give away a draft pick. So the inherent value of that player goes down because they are attached to losing a draft pick. If I was working with the players and I wanted to put some things into the collective bargaining agreement, there's a number of small things I would do. I would make it where you cannot, as a team, turn down an option on a player and then come back around and place the qualifying offer on them. I think you should forfeit your right to use the qualifying offer on any player that you declined an option on. I've talked about this before. I feel the same way about players who are still in arbitration years, who have contracts that have arbitrations, kind of contracts that have options on them, kind of like what happened in Milwaukee with William Contreras, where they declined the option on Contreras, and now they're going to allow him to go through the arbitration process. I also think that a player forfeits the arbitration process if you, as a team, turn down an option. I don't think you can be able to go back to arbitration. So I don't know. That's, if I ruled all of baseball, those were some of the changes that that I would make. But that's a sidebar to this whole thing. Imanaga and Woodruff, and then Yankees outfielder Trent Grisham, another guy who used to be in the NL Central, and Tigers infielder Gleyber Torres were the four players who decided to take the qualifying offer. And then the players who turned it down: Phillies DH Kyle Schwarber, Phillies pitcher Ranger Suarez, Cubs outfielder Kyle Tucker, Astros pitcher Framber Valdez, Blue Jays infielder Bo Bichette, Padres pitchers Dylan Cease and Michael King, Mets closer Edwin Diaz, and Diamondbacks pitcher Zach Gallen. So those players become free agents. They can sign back with their old team. They can sign with other teams. If they sign with other teams, there is draft pick compensation that goes to their former team, but they have turned down the $22 million offer, and they cannot go back and try to get that. You know, I mean, they can try, but that's not something that they can be guaranteed now. So that puts them in free agency. There had been some media speculation in the market about whether or not the Cardinals would get involved with somebody who's got a qualifying offer attached to them. I would be beyond shocked if that happened. Beyond shocked. I don't think this organization is at a point right now where losing draft picks is something that's on the old bingo card for Heim Bloom. I just don't. Now, could somebody come to me and present a scenario where, hey, if they've got an opportunity to bring in Kyle Tucker on a 6-year deal, would you do that? Like, yeah, but that's not happening, right? They're not at a place right now where that's going to happen. If we go into some sort of bizarro world and that does occur, where all of a sudden you can get one of these players for a long-term deal and you're willing to have the expenditure that goes along with it, okay, I guess in that scenario, it would be something, because that's, we've talked about it a lot in recent weeks. If they are going to bring in free agents, you would hope that they would bring in free agents that they could lock in and have some club control on or have years on, so they could be around when this thing starts to turn around again and they start to play at the highest levels. So I look at that list of players who turned down the qualifying offer, and I don't see a plausible scenario on any of them that would result in the Cardinals engaging with them. Could something crazy happen? Like, we still don't know what the environment of this year's offseason is really going to be. Sometimes it's a week out from spring training and there's a ton of guys who are still available just because of how slow the market is moving. The fact that we are potentially a year out from a work stoppage and certainly a year out from a new CBA, I know teams are going to be a little hesitant to be giving multiple year deals to players. So I guess never say never on these sort of things, but I have a hard time believing that that is something that is likely to happen, especially with this group. I mean, you look up and down these group of players, and these are all going to be big money players who you would expect would be connected to multiple year contracts. All right, that's going to do it for the show tonight. Thanks to all of my guests for joining the show, and thanks to you for being tuned in. Our Gas House Gang replay is on the way next, and then we'll be back with you coming up tomorrow. Kevin Wheeler will be back tomorrow for the 5 o'clock hour with Rush Hour Sports. I'll be with him during the 5 o'clock hour, and then I'll have you again tomorrow night, 6 to 8, for a Gray Bar Sports Open Line. Have a wonderful evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow right here on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.